I can't wait to be a bride and have a beautiful dress and a wedding. But how do you know if you love someone?
Ask God for wisdom first and know that love is more than just a feeling. I'm Zach, and you're tuned in to Keys for Kids. Thanks for joining me today. God set up marriage for a man and a woman to commit to loving each other for the rest of their lives. And often, part of that is having kids and building a family together. It takes more than just strong feelings for each other to stay together for a whole lifetime. It also requires respect, friendship, and deciding to stick it out even when it's not easy. For now, just know that marriage is a big decision that shouldn't be rushed, and before you decide, pray and ask God for His wisdom. Our story today is entitled The Bride Part 2. Grace gasped as her older sister came into the room. "Oh, Hannah, your wedding dress is so beautiful. You look like a princess." Hannah laughed. "Thank you, but I was hoping to look like a bride." Grace giggled. "Try on the veil, too. I want to see it." As Hannah placed the veil over her dark hair, Grace sighed wistfully. "Oh, I'd love to wear a dress like that and march down the aisle." "Whoa, Grace, you're only 11. It will be a long time before you're old enough to get married." Grace rested her chin in her hands. "With these braces and freckles, no guy in his right mind would even look twice at me." "By the time you're old enough to get married, you won't have braces," said Hannah. "As for freckles, I have them too, you know, and Josh likes them. If a guy really loves you, he won't care if you have freckles or braces or warts on your nose." Grace laughed. "Well, at least I don't have the warts." She frowned. "Hannah, how do you know you really love Josh?" "Well, being in love isn't just having strong feelings for someone," replied Hannah. "It includes respect, friendship, and commitment. When a man and a woman are really in love, they want the best for each other and commit themselves to one another for a lifetime." Hannah gave her sister a hug. "Never get married, Grace, unless you're sure you've found the man you want to live with for the rest of your life." Grace nodded. "I wonder if I'll ever find someone who loves me that much." "Someone already does love you that much," said Hannah. "Jesus. He gave his life so you could spend eternity with him. God created marriage as a picture of his love for us, love that will last forever. Even if you get married, no one could ever love you as much as God does. That's why you can trust him to do what's best for you. Maybe he'll bring a special man into your life someday and give you a deep love for one another. Or maybe he'll want you to remain single. Either way, remember that Jesus loves you and promises to take care of you every day of your life." So what about you? Do you wonder if you'll ever get married? God designed marriage to last as long as both partners live, so trust him to guide you in making a wise decision when you get older. But whether you get married or not, Jesus will always be with you and take care of you. His love for you will last forever. Our key verse is found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 6.
"Since they are no longer two, but one, let no one split apart what God has joined together."
And our key thought for the day, marriage is for life. I'm glad I could spend some time with you reading the Keys for Kids story today. If you like the stories, then you can read and listen to them on the Keys for Kids app. Just ask one of your parents to search for Keys for Kids on your app store. Sign up for a Keys for Kids Unlimited account and you can go back in time to find every story from the past, listen to music made just for you on Keys for Kids Radio, and discover more stories on demand like Down Gilead Lane, Red Rock Mysteries, and The Pond. Just search your app store for Keys for Kids. Well, as always, I'm Zach. Thanks again for joining me today on Keys for Kids. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.